assemble around this table, and maybe some of you are joining us from your homes as well, I want us to consider this morning the position of the table. You know, for in my 38 years, or nearly 38 years, I'm thinking, of being a member here at the Harlan Church of Christ, a table with emblems has always been found front and center of our assembly area. Even though we've moved from, you know, the original building over there and moved over to here, the table is still front and center. You can't look towards the stage without seeing it. You can't, and you could say the entire worship service is built around the table. Sure, we set up the chairs and we pull out the stage and then we pull out the table. But it is the table with the emblems that's the center. You could say it's in the midst. In the midst, front and center. But why? You know, why don't we put the table in the back room, leave it where it's at? Why do we focus the attention on the table? Is it just a table? And, well, in fact, ours serves a dual purpose. Take the lid off and fill it with water, it becomes a baptistry. Is it the table or what it symbolizes? It's in the midst. You know, last week Dave shared a message around the Transfiguration, where three disciples were led up into the mountain. And they saw Moses and Elijah, and there in the midst was Jesus. You know, you remember the story. While they were there, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and when Peter, James, and John looked up and lifted up their eyes, it says, they saw Jesus only. You know, clear back in the Old Testament, Moses would then, you know, he would prophesy about this, saying in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, verse 15, he said, "The Lord thy God shall raise up unto thee from thy midst, a brethren, a prophet like unto me, unto him shall ye hearken." You know, I think our Lord wants our focus on him. Whether that's our singing worship, whether that's our worship through prayer, our worship in gleaning from his word, our worship around this table, he wants to be in the midst. You know, another time we see Jesus in the midst was when he was 12 years old. You know, his family came to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When that was concluded, they had been on their way home, and when they discover that Jesus is not with them, they thought they had lost him. When they determined where they had become separated from Jesus, they went back to where they lost him, in the midst. They found him, or they found what they were looking for in the Father's house. When they found him, he answered them, saying, "How is it that you sought me? Know you not that I would be in my Father's house?" This table is right here where it's always been every Lord's Day. Right here in the midst. If you feel distant from the Lord, someone has moved. And it's not Jesus. His promises to meet us here in the midst every first day of the week. This table is strategically placed. We position it here in the midst for a reason. Many men have shared thoughts around this table, if the Lord tarries, many more men will continue to share thoughts. Not for you to remember who said what and on what day. My reason, or our reason, when we share our thoughts here at the Lord's table, should only be to bring you to the table. Because here is where Jesus is. And we want to be like Peter, James, and John. When we look up, all we see is Jesus. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for giving us this example and so many examples through Scripture where Jesus wants to be the center of attention. He wants us to focus our minds and our thoughts upon him. Even in the cross, Lord, he was in the midst of the two that were crucified with him, lifted up so that we may see. And as we draw our minds and thoughts close to him around this table, Lord, these emblems representing his broken body and shed blood, he is here in the midst with us. And we ask that we focus upon this, and as we share with these emblems today, that it would draw us to a closer union with you, draw our minds closer to you, and draw our minds in a more fuller understanding of what your love and compassion is for us, and we can share that with someone else in our life. We thank you for being in the midst, and we just ask that we join you as we meet around your table, as we worship you, as in our daily lives, whatever it is, that we put you in the center. And we're just so thankful for this time that we can share now. For your Son's name we pray.